Sharon?
Yes.
Hey, Sharon, how are you? I wasn't sure if you were going to be able to join us tonight. Thanks for coming on the call.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Well, so can you share with us a little bit about your story?
Okay. I'm not really sure how long I've had it. I think probably at least since 2012. I lost my husband in 2012, and then I just went downhill from there. And I just kind of became a recluse, and then I started noticing that I was hurting. There were times when I thought I was having a heart attack because I had my left arm would hurt, my chest would hurt. And then a friend of mine told me she thought I had fibro, so I started reading about the book, and then I started the 5-HTP first, and I noticed results almost immediately after the 5-HTP, and then I read the book. And then I finally applied and talked to Gino and talked to you, and you've helped me an awful lot.
Well, I appreciate that. So I know that when we talked the first time, you'd gotten the diagnosis and you had really felt bad for a long time. And I guess one of the main things, we just really had no energy. So your energy was really, really, really low. And tell me now, working together over the last 6 months, actually a little longer than that, how's your energy doing now?
It's much better. I've actually started organizing around my house and doing things I hadn't done in a long time. I still have my bad days, but they're not nearly as many and they're not as bad.
Yeah, great. And then pretty quickly, one of the things we worked on with you, I guess, was working on your sleep and making sure you're getting, having no issues with that. And so that improved. And then your pain improved pretty quickly. Tell me about your pain now. Given where you were before, how would you compare your pain back then when we first started compared to now?
It was a lot worse when we first started than it is now. So, and, you know, my bad days aren't as bad.
And then now you were able to do the diet as well. So you went on the anti-inflammatory diet, and you lost some weight as well. Tell me about that experience.
Yes, I lost about 10 pounds, and I lost it pretty fast. And, again, knowing that I would talk to you, and you would ask my wife, that does keep you. but also just knowing that, you know, I was like Shannon, I thought I was eating healthy too, but, you know, you have to find out what's good for you and what's not good for you, so.
Yeah. And so really it's not so much about the weight loss sometimes, although that can be a game changer for a lot of people because it allowed them to get off the diabetes medication, high blood pressure medication, their cholesterol meds. But in your case, like a lot of people, though, it was really just finding out what foods may or may not be causing you some problems with how you felt. And by going through that diet, you know, you lost weight, but you also found that you were eating some foods that you'd always eaten and never suspected, but they're actually causing you your pain you didn't even know about.
Right. That's very true.
And then, so now tell me, you know, prior to us working, what had doctors told you, what were their recommendations, you know, what were they suggesting about your low energy, and you had some issues with low moods and some anxiety and stuff, because you're just so run down. What were they recommending?
Well, they would just tell me, well, they would usually tell me my blood work was just fine, and I needed to exercise, and of course I was so tired and hurt so bad I didn't feel like exercise.
Right.
So, yeah, I've been to some that didn't believe in fibromyalgia. So.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Well, so what we found in your blood work right off the bat was you know, several things. The probably the biggest thing was that your TSH was at 5.89, and no one had told you that you had low thyroid, even though they were doing the test, but you had low thyroid. And once we got you on thyroid medication, you started feeling better pretty quickly. But unfortunately, a lot of people go through that same experience. They have all the symptoms associated with fibromyalgia, associated with low thyroid, the low energy, the fatigue, low moods, anxiety, problems with migraine headaches, low blood pressure, cold hands, cold feet, all those things. And they're told that everything is okay, it's just due to their fibromyalgia. But in your case, by doing some detective work, doing the testing, we actually found you actually, in fact, did have low thyroid.
Right. Well, another thing, I had always thought that I had low blood sugar, and you actually mm-hmm. brought that up. I hadn't even told you that I thought that. So.
Yeah. Yeah, your blood sugar was low, and
I had been tested. They just tested my glucose, but they didn't test my A1C. So.
Right. And you were really so run down. You had a lot of issues with just your stress coping chemicals were real low, and so you battled, some low moods and just some anxiety issues because you just were so beat down. But how are you? You know, where would you say you are now where you were when you first started mentally?
I'm much better. I think I was kind of getting hopeless by the time I got to you, but I have a lot more hope now.
Yeah. Yeah, you were pretty beat down. We found that your DHEA level was at a 1. It should be between 5 and 10, so it's really, really low. And when that hormone's low, you find you don't have a lot of stamina or resistance to stress. So stress is really magnified, and that creates more anxiety, which then, of course, the anxiety creates more stress, and that creates more anxiety. It's just this, this vicious cycle. And, we got you on the DHEA, which you're off now because you're doing well. But, yeah. So, what in closing, what would you like to share with others that may be listening, or listen to a recording about your experience and what you would recommend as far as trying this program that you've been under?
Well, I would just say the first thing that I tried was the 5-HTP, and that was before I really even read the book. And then that worked mm-hmm. so well that I read the book, and then I could really see a lot of myself in the book.
Right, so absolutely.
Mm-hmm. If you see that, then I say, you can't be being able to have phone conferences. You don't have to get out and go, and it's just very convenient.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you as well for joining me tonight, and I know we're supposed to talk tomorrow, I saw on the schedule, so I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, and 2016 is going to be a great year for you. I know I'm looking forward to being a part of that.
Well, thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you.